If you like stuff, then check out the Am I Stuff podcast with Mr. Kelsey Hudgens.
He's a fella.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios in Deep. Hey guys, how you living? You doing well? Good, glad to hear that. In this episode, sorry, I coughed in the intro, and I rambled about Norm MacDonald blocking me on Twitter, and then I rambled about a few other things and started talking about pot and legalization and all these hypothetical things that are going to happen when weed's legal in South Carolina, and things like Uber Green or Tinder for stoners, and you'll find out what this is in just a little bit. This is a shorter episode than sorry, I keep coughing, than normal. I kept this one right around an hour, so it's not as lengthy as they normally are. I went live. I was having issues going live on YouTube, so I went live with this one on Facebook, and I'll be uploading the video to YouTube at some point, but it might be a couple of days, so there may be a couple of them that are out of order on the YouTube channel, but that'll be fine. Also, please go to mistuffpodcast.com. Go to screwballwhiskey.com, screwballwhiskey.com. Tomorrow's stories begin right here, Screwball Whiskey. If you guys want to help out the podcast financially at all, it's not necessary. Certainly appreciated. You can Venmo at Kelsey-Hudgens-1. Go to mistuffpodcast.com, click on the tip jar, or in the description of any of the YouTube videos, there's a tip jar there. Like I said, not necessary, certainly appreciated. This podcast does cost money to put out, so if you guys do appreciate it, I would appreciate it. So please go follow me on Instagram, Twitter, all over the board, at mistuffpodcast, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and me personally at Yonder Wizard on Instagram, WIZZERD on Instagram, Yonder Wizard, and at Kelsey Hudgens on Twitter, and just Kelsey Hudgens on Facebook. And you can like the Kelsey Hudgens music page too, which is where all of the gigs and my upcoming solo gigs and stuff like that are going to be published. Also at cornbread_who on Instagram, at the American Sound on Instagram, 1968 maybe on Instagram, and yeah, that's it. Like all of those pages, I give where all the gigs are going to be at the end of the episode, so you can check those out there. And I've also already said all this other stuff. Please follow or subscribe to MI Stuff Podcast on Apple Podcasts. Anywhere podcasts are available, please subscribe and rate and review. If you wouldn't mind doing that, it would certainly help me out a lot, and I would be forever indebted to you. What else do we got? What else do we got? This Sunday, the episode will be released before the pit. So please come to the pit on Sunday, 7 to 10, Polly's Island Tavern, for the annual tribute to the band. All right, I think that's all I got for you. So without further ado, episode number 180 of MI Stuff Podcast. Enjoy, motherfuckers. Yeah, my good buddy Norm MacDonald. Have I ever told you guys my Norm MacDonald? What up, Vicky? Have I ever told you guys my Norm MacDonald joke? You can lead a horse to water, but why? You get it? That just sounds like a Norm joke. I thought it was funny. But, man, one of my favorite comedians of all time. There is never a single time that I'll see on YouTube, I'll see a Norm MacDonald video that I don't watch it. Just him being brilliant on some talk show, telling jokes that nobody gets except for a few people. And even if nobody gets them, that makes them even better for somehow. And I love Norm MacDonald. And it was a huge, huge, like, deal to me for us to have raised the money to get Norm to do that cameo video for me. And I tagged him in on Twitter and thanked him for doing that. And then next thing I know, I see somebody share something a few days later that Norm MacDonald said, and I think it was about the Shane Gillis situation. And I was like, oh, wait, I follow Norm on Twitter. I would have seen this. So I go and I type in Norm's name, and I'm like, oh, man, this is awful, because I see this thing that says Norm MacDonald has blocked you. I'm like, shit, man, what did I do? I don't know what I did to Norm. So how's your guys' week going? It's hump day. Well, not anymore. Now it's Thursday. But when I woke up, it was hump day. When I went to sleep, it was hump day too. I'm a vampire a little bit. I'm actually going to bed a little earlier and getting up a little earlier than I usually do. Or wanting to get out of bed earlier. I'll wake up. I do this thing where I've probably told you guys this before. Well, not the Facebook world, but the podcast listeners have definitely heard me break down my sleeping habits enough to know that I will sleep for as long as I can, and then I'll get up when I have to pee one time, and I don't look at the clock. I'll pee, and I'll go right back to sleep. And then the next time I wake up, I make myself guess what time it is. And if I properly guess what time it is, and if that amount of that time has warranted me enough sleep to where I'm comfortable with, then I'll go ahead and get up. But this morning I woke up and I felt rested, and I was like, okay, so this is the kind of rest that I would normally feel if I would have slept to. You're right, Brian. It could have been. And that's what everybody else has said, too. It could have been one of his assistants or somebody else, but it would break my heart if it was really Norm. But I've tweeted that. Please go on my Twitter and retweet the Norm MacDonald thing on why has Norm unfollowed or why has Norm blocked me, and retweet it and try to get it to Norm. But yeah, so I woke up today and I was like, man, I feel as rested like if I would have slept until 2 o'clock. Like, it feels like it's 2 o'clock. And I looked at the clock and it was like 12:15. So I was like, oh shit, this is great. So I was like, okay, I feel 2 o'clock rested at 12:15. So sounds like Cody Jinks' new song. Sounds like, feels like 2 o'clock, but it's 12:15. I hadn't listened to much Cody Jinks other than that You Cast No Stone song, which is very good. I've heard a lot of his other, a lot of stuff people say about him are very good things. Man. So it's Wednesday. I've gotten to the point where, and I would have, today would have most certainly been a day where I was like, I just didn't feel like recording an episode. But I'm doing that because I want to get myself back into the habit of doing this every Sunday, every Wednesday, no matter what, whether I want to do it or not. And maybe that's what's happening, Vicky. Maybe that's what's happening. But I don't know. I'm getting to the point to where I'll have that thought being like, you know what? It's not like your job, dude. You don't have to do it. You know, it's fine. You don't have to get on there and talk about your issues and talk about the stuff that might be weighing down your mind. and causing anxiety and issues in your life. You don't have to get on there and talk about that. You'll be fine. And I'll listen to that, man. I'll listen to that voice too often. And it even happened a while ago on YouTube. Yeah, I'm the same kind of crazy, I hope. Oh, same kind of crazy as me. I hear you. Yeah, and audio keeps cutting off for some reason. I'm apologizing for that. We just lost a little bit there. But I'll get to the where I'm like, I just don't feel like doing it. And I don't know if it's that I'm tired, if I don't want to put the energy or effort into it, or if it's too much stuff, because I have to do a lot of stuff afterwards. I think that's what it is. I think it's the kind of things that I'm like, I used to be like, okay, so this is just stuff I have to do whenever I release an episode. So this is what I got to do. It's my effort that I have to put in to get these episodes released. So just whenever I'm done with it, I have to layer music in at the bottom, have to do the intro thing. And then I'll go into IMDb. I add the episodes to IMDb. By the way, we're on IMDb. The podcast is on there. If you can look through the IMDb app, every episode that we've ever recorded is in there in order. And upload all those to IMDb every time. So anybody who's ever been on my podcast is also on IMDb. But I'll do that, and then I'll go into the YouTube, and I'll, like, cut out the first little part, edit the end so there's a little button that'll help you subscribe to the channel. By the way, I wish you would subscribe to the YouTube channel. Most days, it's very easy to go live with. And I don't even know how I'm going to get this video over to YouTube, because I'll have to have a video for YouTube for this. But it's a bummer that this is going that way. I'll have to maybe stream this, like, just a full screen version of this on YouTube later and hope that it works. I don't know, man. See, that's another thing that's just this bother me, man. It's like, it shouldn't bother me, but it's little something that doesn't really matter, just getting under my skin a little bit. And stuff that normally wouldn't bother me is just kind of like getting on my nerves. And I feel like it's just that time of year. And I'm always strange this time of year. And I'm less and less strange every year around this time. But this year's feeling strange again. I feel like I'm getting to where I'm just too complacent in the things that I'm doing. I'm too bored. I hate being bored, man. My entire life is just a struggle to cope with boredom. That's all I do is I do whatever I can to keep from being bored. Man, it's getting tougher to do lately. I'm just getting bored easily with the things that I normally do. Like, the things that I would always do. Like, I'm getting bored even in the middle of playing shows. And I know that's a horrible thing to say. I get paid decently to do this thing that most people do in their homes. And I get paid decent to do that. And I shouldn't, like, get bored in the middle of it. But I do. Like, I am. No matter what I do, I can throw in as many weird songs or strange songs. I'm just getting bored, man. I'm getting bored with a lot of shit. I don't know what's going on with that. Anybody else feel that? Just straight boredom? everything's all right. You know what I mean? It's, everything's all right, but it's just that. It's just all right. And somebody asked me the other day. It was my birthday on Monday. And people were like, oh, how was your birthday? I was like, yeah, it was pretty, you know, just normal. Just, you know, kind of did what I normally do. My folks came down. And that's good, Brian. I'm that might be what I need to do. I may need to write more. I may just need to write more. That's probably a good thing for me to do. See, I probably should write more, and I've been writing a lot lately. I got this one thing. That I can't get anything out of. I forgot it says, I've prayed to God like never before to ask for forgiveness and not that much more, for I've done things of which I'm not proud that I shudder to think and refuse to say loud. What has a man if he hasn't a home? It's only four walls once the comfort is gone. Shame has been tainted with all that sin. Little more shouldn't hurt. I don't even know where that's going, but that's all I got. And then for the next verse I wrote, it's hope that I cling to, faith that I lack. But it wasn't like the faith in God that I lack or anything like that. I remember going with that, like trying to think of a line, but like it's hope that I cling to, faith that I lack. Not the kind that's in God, but the kind that, I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. It's like there is a funnel of, like a funnel of things in which everything in your life passes through. And if there's something stuck sideways in the funnel that's like blocking everything else from coming through, then it's a matter of finding what that thing is and removing it. And I don't know what that thing would be. I thought that it might could be pot because I smoke a good bit, but I've always done that. Like I've done that throughout all of the times that I've like progressed to other levels in my life, which I've improved in things that I needed to improve upon. So I'm pretty sure it's not that. And plus I'm not ready to let that go, and I don't think I ever will be. I think that's one of the few things that makes me bearable to myself, I think. Jazzy J down in the Disney World there. It's a small world, ain't it? Y'all probably just now getting back to your place, right? But man, it's just funny, man. Getting to the point of where you're content. Where I am content with how everything's going, but it's just that now, and I'm fine with doing the same things. I literally could be fine with doing the same exact thing every day. But am I? Getting that, I don't know, getting restless, and I'm feeling like unfulfilled in certain aspects of my life right now. Like, I'm feeling like things could be better. They're good. Don't get me wrong, they're good. But I'm feeling like they could be better. And like I said, there's just a lot of things that need to happen in my life. And there's one thing that's in that funnel that allows things to pass through that's blocking other stuff from coming through. And I gotta find out what that thing is. And I think I know what it is. And I'm slowly conquering it. So here's the thing. I haven't done very good financially historically I've not done very good financially. And once I realized if I ever wanted to do well financially, yeah, I am. I really am. I'm longing for growth of some sort. Maybe I want to get in shape. I don't know. Maybe I want to not. I don't know. I think that might be it. Maybe I want to get in shape. Maybe I'm sick of this. Maybe I'm sick of, like, I don't know. Yeah, it is. It is. It's like, it's funny. It's like you're performing surgery on yourself, on your life. You know what I mean? It's like you have an issue in your life, just like having an issue with your body or something that you would have to go to a doctor and fix. Like having an issue with your life, it would help out if you could, like, put a finger on exactly what it was. And the fact that I say I might want to get in shape and nothing else really comes to mind is probably pretty telling. I do eat an unhealthy amount, and I do sit around an unhealthy amount. I could move more. I could do a lot of different stuff like that. But I have all of these ideas after a night of eating Miyabi Jr. And then I'm like, you know what? The next time I'm going to do better. But I don't know. I make up my mind every single night. It's just like when I remember when I was drinking. And I know I'm going to do something about this soon, so I feel like maybe I'm in that uncomfortable phase of my life where, you know, like the lobster who can't grow, like the lobster who can't grow until it sheds its old shell, and that shedding of the shell is so uncomfortable, but it's the discomfort of the shell that you were in that lets you know that it's time to grow into the, you know, into your next shell. And that's where I am now. And I remember feeling that way when I was about to quit drinking and smoking cigarettes. I remember for like the last year or two that I drank, or last year or two that I smoked, every single pack of cigarettes I bought, every single night I came home drunk was the last night. Every single time. It would never fail. I'd be like, fuck this. I am not doing this anymore. This is awful. While I'm puking blood or coughing up blood from smoking three packs of cigarettes or two and a half packs of cigarettes a day. And every single time it was like, this is it. This is the last time. This is it. I'm done with this. And I'm getting that way with food, with just being this thing that I've become. Because now it's just like, it's all a big, every day is just a, oh, what am I going to eat today thing. Like that's what my whole reward center, for years used to be waking up and smoking weed, man. Just to wake up and smoke and just immediately just have that ease about life and just that calmness that it offered. And bro, I know you ain't talking to nobody that don't know that, Will. I mean, I've been there, dude. I know. But still, man, I'm just. Oh, what was I just saying before I looked at that comment? Shit, I can't remember now. Oh, duh, weed. that used to be the best thing. That, like, I remember just waking up and just being so stoked that I could smoke and look at life just calmer and just like slow my brain down. Because I've got one of those brains that doesn't stop. Like, it just does not stop. Ever. It's constantly analyzing, constantly watching and paying attention and stuff. Like, just constantly, like, it's always running. So just to have that was great. But now it's food. That's my largest reward center is just food right now. And I'll make jokes and shit about, like, oh, well, you know, I could run laps. I'm going to die anyway. Or I could eat better if Domino's would stop sending me emails every day telling me what their deals were. By the way, that's a real thing. I would be. That's the truth, man. They are nothing else if not persistent. If I were getting emails every day from, like, some health food, Clean Eats, or something like that, if I were getting emails from them every day, the deals that they offered, yeah, things would be a lot different. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what this is. Maybe I just need to make that decision to publicly call myself out for eating garbage every day. And I've been started drinking soft drinks again, and that's just not good. I used to drink primarily water, but then I needed a new bottle for my GB, and I bought a Dr. Pepper, and it was like buy one, get one half off or something like that. And I was like, shit, give me two of them. And I started drinking them things, and it's just a bad way that I fallen into. And I feel like you know what's terrible about this is that I feel as bad about drinking soft drinks and eating this god-awful fast food that I've been eating over the last year that I did when I had a problem with drugs, when I had a problem with hard drugs. Like, I feel that way about this stuff. Like, I remember a friend of mine told me one time, I'm not going to disclose this person's name, but if they watch this video, they'll know who they are. A friend of mine told me one time that, like, dude, I could do ungodly things with the girl that I'll bring home, and we'll do just ungodly things to each other that just should not be done to each other, and feel not a single bit of guilt at all. But I'll get in my car the next day and see a bunch of, like, Baconator wrappers and just feel the ultimate betrayal to myself. So, I mean, that's just, and I feel the same way, man. Like, I don't leave that trash in my car. I bring it inside so I don't have to look at it. But it sucks, man. What up, CC? What up, Buzz? What's up, Chandler? But, man, that's probably just what it is. You know, I was going on the beach and I was taking a walk. I was walking on the beach every single night and getting in like a good couple of, get a good mile in every night. And I was getting a good couple miles there for a while. Maybe that's what I need to start doing again. Just showing up to the beach in the middle of the night and just walking like a weirdo, like I used to do. Walk up and down the beach. All the people sitting on the, out of people sitting on the beach in the middle of the night trying to do their weird things and smoke their blunts. Dude, you don't, man, it's so funny, dude. People get so weirded out. You walk past people and they'll, like, be throwing blunts in the sand or in the ocean and shit like that. It's like, man, I ain't no cop. And plus, if I was a cop, dude, who really cares? You gonna really take me to jail for a blunt? Come on, man. I mean, I ain't smoking blunts. I'm the smartest pothead in the world. I'll never leave my house for that shit. You know, I don't even care. I don't do that, man. And plus, even if I did, any more than a ticket is just pointless at this point. You know what? It's all going to be legal soon anyway. We're not going to have to worry about it. It's everything's going to be legal soon. We're not going to have to worry about it. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be federally decriminalized. And I'll be the one to call it right here. I don't want to have this conversation on a grand scale. I'm not saying I'm for... I'm for the legalization of marijuana. Duh. This is how it's going to happen. I'll be the one to call it. Whenever the last little stride right before the election comes around, oh, Mr. President is going to decriminalize it federally. That's his ace up his sleeve. That's his ace in the hole right there. Had that conversation last night with somebody. That's what's going to happen. Going to legalize it. Going to completely legalize it all the way across the board. And every single young person who is all about the legalization of that is going to vote for that man. I believe that is precisely what's going to happen. But that being said, it's long overdue. I can tell that I hadn't drank in I don't know how long. But when I did, 1,000% was a worse thing for me than the reefers. And no medical. I wouldn't mind that. Whatever has to be done, whatever has to be done for it to be legal, I don't care. Do that. Do the breathalyzers. It doesn't matter. Because you know what? I would start treating it like alcohol then. I would take an Uber everywhere. I would just not smoke. If I knew I could smoke wherever I was and I'd be happy to take an Uber home. I wouldn't care. That's all there is to it. If I could say anything about myself, knock on wood, I have never been to jail, never been put in handcuffs, none of that's ever happened to me. I'm very, very, very peculiar about the law and following it. And I always have been. The only thing that I do that technically breaks the law is smoke pot. Like, seriously, that is pretty much right now the only, I speed 5 over. I'll go 5 over. I don't care. I'll be getting passed left and right. I don't give a shit. You go and do what you got to do. I'll do 5 over. That's it. I don't mess around with that, man. I like to operate within the law. I wouldn't mind that at all. I really wouldn't mind that. That breathalyzer. That would actually be a good idea. Here's the thing. A lot of people think about pot, and a lot of people who don't smoke, way of the peaceful warrior. Hell yeah, I'll check that out, Brian. Most people who haven't smoked pot or don't know a lot about it will think that it just makes you all erratic and like an idiot. But what it does is just makes you super hyper aware. So if anything, you're more aware of the things that are going on around you. But then again, I guess that some people's... I understand that. man, it don't matter, dude. Sober or not, anytime a cop gets behind you, it's a terrifying situation. But yeah, man, like, I know it probably wouldn't affect everybody the same way, but for me, it just makes me hyper aware. Like, I'm more aware of everything going on around me after smoking than not. And I've heard a lot of other people say that too, and I know that some folks might not react to it that way, but I certainly do. And by the way, those old commercials about, like, marijuana slows your reaction time, and they end up running over the little kid at a drive thru or whatever, an old commercial. Y'all remember that commercial? First off, these people sitting out here smoking ain't gonna be getting up off the couch to go get in the drive thru. They're gonna be calling Domino's to deliver, for most part. But man, I don't know. I've always been super aware, like hyper aware on it. And Joe Rogan even talks about like Taekwondo and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu fighters who will smoke with each other before the fight. They'll get high before the fight and together. Like, they'll get high together before the fight, and it makes each of them, like, super more aware. And a lot of jiu-jitsu guys do that before they roll. And listen to me calling it rolling like I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, these guys do that before they roll. Aren't I cool? I know these terms. But seriously though, like, I feel like it 100% is a godsend. And I'm glad that we have it. It's going to be so good once we're all on this same page with this, and it's legal. And honestly, there's going to be a generation of people, like, my parents won't care, but there's going to be a generation of folks that are the generation that are still left around from my grandparents' era. That will have a huge problem with this. But my folks, like, I mean, surely my parents got high at some point in their lives and know that it's not, they know that it's nothing to worry about. I mean, hell, my folks came here the other day and walked in the house, and I mean, I had my GB and all my grinder and bowl and everything sitting out, an ashtray with joint roaches and shit. And I mean, they don't care. They know that I'm normal, and that's the one thing that I think is going to change, that has to change with the narrative about this thing, is that if you smoke pot, you're this, like, just no, like, pretty much a menace to society, or you're just a piece of shit or whatever. And that is not the case. Like, there are a lot of very well-to-do people who are successful in life that I have smoked with. And just, I mean, I don't see the issue with it. And like I said, my parents' generation isn't going to care. They're going to be on board with it because most of those guys smoke still. And obviously all of my generation will, and a generation after will, just like we'll be the generation of people that were the first ones to have the internet when it was new, they'll be the first generation that had legal weed when it was new. Oh, but don't you worry, we are within a year of it. Matter of fact, I said, surely when I moved to the beach, which was 12 years ago, I was like, we were within 10 years of it. So we're already post due of having shit legal. So that's it's just about to happen. And I, for one, cannot wait. Bring on the breathalyzers. I don't care. I will operate within the law. I will finally download Uber. I don't have Uber on my phone. You know why? Because I don't need it. I don't drink. But if they want to start breathalyzing for weed, Daddy's gonna take an Uber tonight. and probably every night for the rest of my life, I'll sell my car. I'll sell my car and buy weed. I'll call an Uber to take me to every gig. Be like, I'll just average that into my funds. I'll hire me a driver. Get me a Jarvis. Oh, that's funny. Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hiked away across the USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a oh, that was wrong. I can't do it. Who cares? Oh, man. Sell my car and buy weed. Dude, that's the thing. I don't care, dude. I will take an Uber to I'll take an Uber to every gig forever. If that's the case, you breathalyzed me, dog. So you mean I can light up right here in the back of this car? I'll be like Dave Chappelle with joints everywhere I go. Like, I don't care. They will smell me coming. But you know what's great is because I will not be the only one. And it won't be an issue. It won't be a thing. Like, people have always commented on the way I've smelled when I love your cologne. What is it? Always comment on the way I smell. And I'm like, man, dude, just give it a few years, man, and then everybody's going to smell like this. It's just going to smell like this everywhere. And I love it when I'm out in public now. And it used to be just scarcely that you would get that smell. But now it's like every day you go out somewhere, if you're outside long enough, you're going to smell some weed. And it's like, yep, one day it's going to smell like that everywhere, and it's going to be beautiful. And everybody's going to be so cool. Everybody's going to be so happy with each other. It's just, that's what is missing. This whole pyramid that's been stacked on top of each other at the tip, that's been teetering and teetering all for the last couple of years, ever since everybody been freaking out because their team didn't win, or people that have been boasting because their team did win, is all been teetering. And the only thing that we've been missing this whole time is just a little bit of kindness. And I don't know a single person who has been angry and then smoked a joint and was more angry after they got done smoking it. It always works the opposite way. An Uber to Boone would be an issue, Brian. Maybe I shouldn't sell the car just yet. Good point. Oh, man. Those are going to be so good. I can't wait for that imaginary world that I just built in my head to come to fruition, in which I have sold my car and taken Uber everywhere because I'm just fucking Wiz Khalifa in the back. In the back of every Uber, like everybody's, I'll have to get like one designated person who's like, all right, I'll get him. It's like, all right, man, he got in my car and the sign says no smoking, but he didn't listen. It's like, damn right, I didn't listen. You know how long I've waited to be able to do this? Legally, motherfuckers? Not as long as a lot of people I know, but I do enjoy it. I love it so much. It's my favorite thing to do. I was a little embarrassed the other day, to be perfectly honest. When we were sitting at dinner with my parents, we were sitting there talking to my folks, and I was like, you know, I had one day off, and I just wanted to sit around and do what I love to do and just rest. And I didn't want to say to my parents, I was like, man, I just can't wait to go home and just smoke and completely, you know, put the sheets on my bed and washed the rugs and the bathroom, and I needed to do the bathroom floor. I needed to clean that up. I just had some cleaning I needed to do. I'm not a clean freak by no means, but I like things to be presentable. And my folks knocked on the door, and they literally I wasn't expecting them to come that early. But they knocked on my door, rung my doorbell, and I was like literally in here in the middle of cleaning. I had my dryer and washing machine both going. I had like just fast food bags from the last two or three days sitting out on the counter. What's that? Old tobacco money. Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's great, man. That Uber driver, dude, I'll tell you, Uber Green. They got, what is it, Uber Black? Isn't that what they call it? I'll take Uber Green. God, how awesome would that be? Like, they would be like, dude, hey, man, need a phone charger? Anything in particular you want to listen to? You want to hit some dabs? You want to fire up this joint? Yes, I do, sir, man. You got my vote. Be like, all right, man, like phone charger, $10. Pick your own music, $5. This joint right here, $15. Like $15 for a joint? All right, man, give it to me. Supply and demand. I would not pay $15 for a joint. Uber Green. Oh man, you know what's gonna happen, dude. Especially in Myrtle Beach here, dude. Listen, dude, I had the idea forever ago that this can't happen now, so I can tell this idea. I had the greatest idea. Y'all remember Hard Rock Park, the freestyle music park or whatever it was? I had the greatest idea for that park, dude. If they turn that son of a bitch into a Bass Pro Shops theme park, and instead of a Led Zeppelin the ride, if that thing was like a giant catfish, bro, you know how much money that thing will make down here? Somebody else said it should have been a Jesus park. It should have been like a giant, like Christian-based theme park, which would kill it as well. But man, right now, if they had like a weed theme park, like a pot coaster or something like that, everything's about to go crazy over that. Just everything is about to go that Uber Green. You're about to have like with this resort town though, with the way that we've got it here, do we need to? I don't know. Get on the forefront of like. Setting up, I don't know. It would be just cool to have like those resorts that like Mike Tyson has got a couple of weed resorts where you just show up and it's like this. You get to smoke strains from all over the world and all kinds of random shit. This, by the way, spoiler alert: the American stuff is the best from what everybody I've heard on the internet saying. That California is the way to go, but. Man, I don't even know what I was talking about now. I done got excited talking about weed. Do you see? Okay, you guys probably saw how down I was earlier. And now just talking about this has gotten me in a better mood. Man, it's crazy how this works, isn't it? I'm in a considerable better mood now than I was earlier just because I've talked about this imaginary world that I've created in which weed is already legal. And all the awesome things that are going to be possible whenever it is. Dude. It's just going to be so much better. It's going to take so much stress off of my shoulders. Because somebody that I know well, who's actually been on my podcast before, has said that I am a, not to put any roses on it myself, but a pillar in the community. An upstanding citizen who is respected and loved by many people, but I just so happen to be a criminal because I smoke pot. And that's so foolish to think, man. It's awful. Can't wait for that Uber Green. Dude, what's great is there's going to be like I want to start this app. If the day that it's legalized, I'm going to go ahead and say it right here. I got it recorded on this date. It's going to be Tinder, but for stoners. It's going to be an app you can just select people to get stoned with. That's what it's going to be. It'll be like, what could we call it? Tinder. Instead of Tinder, it's like tincture. But like the Tinder font, nah, it would have to be something more clever than that. We'd come up with a better name for it, but it'll be a Tinder for like just people you can burn with. Like this person is 5 miles away from you with Northern Lights, AK-47, and Gorilla Glue. Swipe right. That's how it's going to go. That's exactly how this is going to work. This person is 3 miles away from you with a double chambered bubbler and some OG Kush. Man, sorry. Sorry I've used this entire episode to ramble about pot now. And it's already 1:30 in the morning, which is early, by the way, considering what time I would usually go to bed. But as of late, I've been getting in bed around 2:15-ish. So, it's been getting earlier and earlier. I like to get X amount of sleep before I wake up. So, I like to go to bed at a proper amount of time where I can get that amount of sleep. And then still wake up at a somewhat reasonable hour so that I don't just have to roll out of bed and run straight where I've got to go. I don't mind that sometimes. Like, I don't mind rolling straight out of bed and getting to where I have to go before my brain catches up with me and convinces me that we shouldn't go do this thing because we have anxiety and we don't want to be in the world. But it either has to be like that, or I have to get up and have plenty of time to, like, talk myself into, okay, we're doing this. We're all committed here. This is just how it is. It's just how it's got to be. We're going to do this thing. Let's get up and let's go do it. So, there's that. Anyway, I've kept you guys here long enough. I'll go ahead and do this. Go ahead and do these last little bits and get you guys out of here. All right. So, please go to mistuffpodcast.com. Check out all the stuff there. If you guys want to support the podcast financially, there's a tip jar there where you can do that. Or Venmo at Kelsey-Hudges-1. It's not necessary, but certainly appreciated. Please go to screwballwhiskey.com, screwballwhiskey.com. Tomorrow's stories begin right here, screwballwhiskey.com. Please go follow me on Instagram at Yonder Wizard, WIZZERD, and on Twitter at Kelsey Hudgens on Twitter, and at MI Stuff Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Follow the podcast page. And please go and subscribe to the MI Stuff Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, Google Play, anywhere podcasts are available, iHeartRadio, anywhere podcasts are available, please go subscribe to MI Stuff Podcast. And what else do we got? American Sound all weekend. Cornbread is going to be doing a special thing at the Beaver Bar at noon on Saturday. But American Sound is going to be tomorrow at Old Chicago in Garden City, Friday at Neil and Pam's in Surfside. Tomorrow is 6 to 9 at Old Chicago. Friday is 8 to 12 at Neil and Pam's. And Saturday is 8 to 11 at Garden City Pier. What else do we got? Sunday is the 7th annual tribute to the band. I have the poster over here, but it's a little too far for me to reach it and show it to you. But that is happening on Sunday, October 20th. So definitely be a part of that. I'll be bringing my raspy voice, trying to do Tennessee Jed. So that's going to be interesting. check that out. That's going to be at the Polly's Island Tavern. That is from 7 to 10, correct?
Yep.
That is from 7 to 10. And what else do we got? I don't even want to watch baseball anymore. There's baseball on. It's just not fun to watch right now. So, yeah. That's what's going on. Yep, Cornbread Saturday at Beaver Bar. There's a cancer benefit, and we've been invited to be a part of that. So I think it's just an hour set we'll be doing. So get there for that if you want to. American Sound tomorrow, Old Chicago 6 to 9. Friday, Neil to Pam's 8 to 12. Saturday, Garden City Pier 8 to 11. Sunday, 7 to 10 at the Pit for the annual tribute to the band. All the band all night long. Go check out the episode of Doc Simons to hear more about that on my YouTube page. Oh, yeah, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. I've already talked past my music, I know. So, sorry about that. But anyway, in a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Be a good person. Peace, bitches.